You are listening to Audrey Staton on The Hoe with Audrey Show Weekly to share the encouraging word of the Lord.
Hi, everyone. This is Audrey from Hope with Audrey. I'm on every week on this station to share the encouraging word of the Lord. And today, I would like to share about finding our worth in Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. So, hi friends, I'm taking this time to just share with you about Yeshua because he's been so good to me and he's been the only one there for me, except for a few friends that have stood by me through thick and thin, and I'm so thankful for them. But I want to ask you, well, who do you go to when you have no one? Do you go to your friends? Do you go to your family? Or do you go to Jesus? Because let me tell you, he's the only one that will truly be there for you when there's no one. Because it's a reality that at times we might feel that the truth of who we are in him, it can be hard to live from that truth when we feel that people come against us, or that we feel that we're alone, or those near and dear to us are not necessarily there to make us feel worthy unless we offer something, provide for them, or play a certain role in their life. And though, you know, it's hard, it's also those moments that we need to speak the truth of who we are in Christ to ourselves and over our lives. And we need to speak the word of God over our lives. So you need to really address who you are in him and speak it over yourself and believe and receive it. If we rely on our emotions to speak for us or other people's opinion that is not truth, then God's word is truth. And we need to speak his word over our life. And so even when we are not feeling it, we need to speak it. You know, the Lord's given me boldness and confidence because I daily speak the word of God over my life. And that's how he wants you to speak it over your life as well, and know who you are in Christ. And know that no weapon formed against you can prosper, especially at those times when your feelings are far removed from what the scripture says. Your feelings and emotions begin to realign with what God says about your identity and worth in him. So just know that he's the only one that can give you your worth. Jesus says that his worth wasn't based on the opinions of others. Remember that there were many who did not believe in him. You know, he got denied, he got rejected, he got spat on, but he overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony, which many are reading daily through the Bible. And many were opposed to him and wanted to kill him. If his self-worth was resting on how popular or accepted he was, what would happen? Would it change the reality of who he was, which was the Son of God? No. His identity was that he was the Son of God, irrespective of what others thought of him. And that's the way our worth is not rooted in the opinion of others, but instead in the unwavering love of God. So speak the word of God over yourself. So right now I'm going to teach you how to do this. Okay, so for instance, every morning I speak this. I say, I am a child of God, because in Galatians 3:26 it says, so in Messiah Yeshua, Jesus Christ, you are children of God through faith. For all who were baptized into Christ have clothed themselves with Christ. So you need to know that through him, you are an overcomer. So I say, Jesus, thank you that Audrey is a child of God and through faith. And for all who are baptized into Messiah Yeshua have clothed themselves with Christ. So I am clothed with Christ, Messiah. I am God's special possession, chosen by him. 1 Peter 2:9. But you were chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that I may declare the praises of him who called me out of darkness into his wonderful light. So thank you, Lord, that I am an overcomer. I am the praise of him who called me out of darkness into his wonderful light. Thank you, Lord God. I am full of his light. I am God's masterpiece. Psalm 139, verse 13, it says, for I am created in my inmost being. I am knit together in my mother's womb. I say this every day. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I was knit together in my mother's womb, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So woman of God, man of God, you were made in your mother's womb and fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, the Lord told me that he sang over me when I was born, and that he's going to give me that song when I get my breakthrough, and I'm going to sing it to the nations. So the Lord is going to download songs of deliverance over you for the people as you seek Him and as you spend time with Him. Do you know I've had words for many years that the songs that He's going to give me, I'm going to sing to the nations? And I'm not even a singer. That sort of cracks me up. But because I am made in His perfect image, I will possess the songs that He gave to me, and it will give to me to sing to the nations. I am God's masterpiece. Psalm 139. So you were wonderfully made, He says, in your mother's womb. And you are loved by God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. So if you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, I pray that you will do so now. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of unrighteousness. I know that through you I can have eternal life. Thank you, Father, for dying on the cross for my sins. And through you, I can have that eternal life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Say, I am redeemed. Ephesians 1:7 says, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. If you can relate to the feeling of tying your worth to someone or something, which a lot of us who are man-pleasers our whole life, then you're not really redeemed by the Lord and walking in your purpose. Take a moment and pause and be still before God. Ask Him to reveal to you how He sees you. And I pray that He will awaken the spirit of truth of how He sees you with so much love, and that you are valuable and that you are in Him and His kingdom. So right now, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I thank you for all you are and who you have made and done for me. I thank you for carefully creating me in my mother's womb. Your word reminds me of your love for me that goes beyond anything that I could comprehend. And when my thoughts do not align with the truth of who your word reveals to me of how I should see myself, help me to abide in you and to rest in the truth of your word and character instead of striving for significance or acceptance in the eyes of someone or people that will never see my worth. And then thank you for bringing me only into the people that you have for me that know that who I am in you, Lord, and will help work alongside of me and help me to grow and to become all that you have become, wanted me to become, Lord God, and bring me into the destiny that I was created for. I can only do this through your strength, Lord God. I thank you that I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Help me to fight those thoughts and emotions and even the harsh words of others and the lies of others. And help me to only listen to your voice and the truth of who you say I am and the truth of what really happened, Lord. Thank you for loving me just the way I am and always being there for me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being more than enough for me, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that in Romans 13, verse 14, it says, let me behave deceitfully and in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality, debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe me in the Lord Jesus Christ, not to think or gratify the desires of my flesh. Lord, help me to become more like you. Lord, you know, this is one thing that the Lord has removed from me. You know, I used to be totally in sexual immorality, debauchery. I used to be in the world in drugs, alcohol. And the Lord delivered me from that out of darkness into His glorious light. And thank you, Lord God, that I am a minister of the gospel. And a lot of times I share with people on the street about His love and to get out of that sinful life. And I've seen many in the last even week that I've been ministering with one of my friends. And I've seen people overcome and get delivered. So if you want to go evangelizing with me and share the word of God, please let me know. Contact me at abministry.com. That's abministry.com. I can help you find your worth in God, because you don't want to find your worth in what people think of you. As a life coach, a trauma coach, my biggest goal is to bring people into their identity in Christ, to know their worth in God, and to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. you know, not to care about what people think, but only care what God thinks of you. In James 1 verse 19, it says, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Lately, you know, for so many years, I was being lied on, I was being falsely accused, and the Lord kept telling me not to have to defend myself. But then it became widespread to many churches and people who ganged up as Pharisees against me. And I had a special support group that stood by me in prayer and intercession. And that's why I've been able to overcome, because Jesus has been on my side. But I pray that if you're going through false persecution, allegations against you and your family, I pray that you will turn to God and know that He will be there for you. I've been dealing with this for many years. You know, I share my testimony in small groups, and I've seen many recover. And I want to bring the light of Jesus into your life. And consider your words, though. Don't be simply, you know, always defending yourself. And, you know, be able to have, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up and to others and according to their needs, that it may be benefit to those who listen. You know, my evangelism is always on the streets right now or in my small groups. Ephesians 4:29 says to build up others and to do what's helpful and beneficial to others. And always rely on the scriptures for truth. It's easy to rely upon conventional worldly wisdom as truth, but the Bible wants us to speak on His truth and to speak His word of God over our life. For the foolishness of God is wiser than any human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. And that's in 1 Corinthians 1:25. And, you know, the foolishness of God is wiser than the human wisdom. You know, even any time that I make a mistake or, you know, I'm not the best speaker or preacher, but because I have His wisdom, it is better than the strongest person of human strength. A lot of people are doing things in their own strength, but when we are humble and do it in His strength, then we are even stronger than people doing it in the foolishness, in their own wisdom. So even though every woman has different roles and functions depending on their season of life. So, you know, if you're a woman and you need to find your worth in God, I pray that you find it in Him and not in men, because so many women are just turning to men and trying to get people to give them their self-worth. But God is dismantling these false standards for your worth and establishing true standards for your worth will radically transform your self-image and shift your hope from people's opinions of you to God's opinion of you. And the self-esteem is the feeling of worth based on not on your skills, but on God's skills, accomplishments, status, financial resources, or appearance. And we need to find our worth in Him. So it doesn't matter what weakness we have. If we have God's strength, we are more than a conqueror through Him who gives us strength. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So know that we will find our strength in Him. Last night I was praying with one of my prayer partners, and she saw a lot of the pastors right now. Actually, it was something I saw, and she saw it too, that find their worth and their strength from other pastors and from what their opinions are. But God is looking for the ones that are singled out, relying on His truth, and not for money and fame, and not to try to save their churches and ministries, but they will lay down their ministry for church. Then they will get it back, but not by lying and deceiving to try to make money or to save their churches. They are double-minded and unstable in all their ways. And there's a lot doing this right now, and God is saying to repent. God is dealing with the problem of pride and boasting. God prepared salvation in a way that we will have our dependence on not human wisdom or human achievement, human abilities and human skill, but on God's skill, God's wisdom and God's achievement. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go in such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for just a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, we will boast not in arrogance, all such boasting is evil. And that's in James 4, 13 to 16. By his grace you have been saved by faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no man may boast. There's nothing we can do in our own strength, but only in God's strength. That's in Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. So thank you, Lord, that you are helping us to become doers of your word, not just hearers. And, you know, I've been falsely accused, persecuted by the church. I've gone through more church abuse than anyone ever. And I know a lot of people that have gone through it because I do trauma therapy. But you know what? God has been on my side. He's been vindicating me and validating me by him and by people that believe in me. I pray for more people to come in alongside of me and help me fulfill the destiny. My destiny is to lead people to the Lord, but to help women especially find their worth and identity in Christ. I've helped many men as well. And not to look at be people pleasers, but God pleasers. So if you want to get discipled, please call me. I have so much wisdom and revelation only from the Lord, and I give him all the credit. I've gone through a lot of Bible school and Bible classes. The Lord told me never to get ordained yet. He's going to give me the right time because he wants me to ordain others. And he's really removing the deception in the church and taking people out of the church to become the remnant, to be the ecclesia. Ecclesia. I always say the word wrong. To be the church. We are the church. And we need to disciple and train up the remnant to become true worshipers of spirit and truth. A lot of people are just becoming the spirit of God, but they're not walking in spirit and truth. He wants us to walk in truth and righteousness in these last days. So Father, I pray that people who have not accepted you or who have not truly found their identity in you will turn to you today in Jesus' name. Lord, surrender. I pray they will surrender their heart to you now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of unrighteousness. I know that only through you I can have eternal life. In Jesus' name. I have a lot of testimonies that I have not shown yet on this broadcast because I don't have enough sponsors to stay on weekly. I've been doing it every 2 to 3 weeks now because I need to get more sponsors. So if you could please donate me to this podcast, it's abministry.com. That's abministry.com. I can stay on the air and do this. I'm also on the radio in the UK and the nations twice a week at 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. on Cornerstone International Radio. So please donate so I could stay on and do more of the Lord's work. If you need a life coach or trauma coach, I'm helping people regularly with EMDR, inner healing and deliverance. Just listening to your story and helping you overcome PTSD. I have so much to say about that, and I can help you if you want to sign up at abministry.com, or if you want to join a different, life coaching session with me, I can work with you. I love you. God bless you. Please sow today or call me at 941-258-8389. This is sponsored by Hope and Healing, Tools to Have Peace in the Eye of the Storm, which is my book. And I have KB Ministry, KB Sealing Ministry also sewing in. I have a few sponsors, but if you want to sponsor, I will definitely promote you and help lift up your church or congregation as well. Come on this side of God and help me. Walk alongside of me for the kingdom purposes. In Jesus' name, amen.